Mr. Nadanai, so how do you feel about the Supreme Court decision today?
Oh, I feel really, really good. I couldn't believe it at first, but now it's all sinking in, and I'm very excited.
So have you had a chance to share the news with the members of the community there in Clyde River?
Yes, I've shared it to a bunch of people, and we're all very excited about it. And at lunch hour, I'll be going on the radio and tell everyone the great news that we got.
Now, what does this mean for you personally?
Well, personally, it means that, you know, for a while, you know, I was thinking like, I mean, what are we fighting for? Is our fight, does it mean anything? And after appeals court rejected our case, you know, that was really bad news for us. And I thought, maybe we're in the wrong now. Maybe we are really in the wrong. But this, you know, Supreme Court wanting to hear our case brings up my spirit again. And I'm even more confident now that our case is, we are in the right, justice is on our side, and we believe we're doing the right thing.
Can you explain for people who haven't been to the Arctic, don't know about, you know, conditions of life there, what are you worried about with this seismic testing?
The thing that I'm really worried about is the fact that the water in question is a bay, Baffin Bay, and it's a big bay, and now whales and all kinds of waterfowl and sea mammals live out there. And the biggest fear I have, is that the seismic blastings could change the migration routes of the whales or the seals, or kill a lot of halibut or other sea creatures. And that's been our biggest worry, because we live off the ocean and we hunt the animals, and that's what we fear the most.
Now, I was in Clyde River about 5 years ago, and I saw how important, for example, seal were for just as a food source. Tell me what do you get? What do you eat there?
Yes, our mainstay here is the seal, and we eat seal meat all year round, in the summer, in the winter time, and all the time in between. Seal is the mainstay. And they're still sharing. If someone catches an animal, a whale or a seal, they'll share the meat freely to people who might want it. And this tradition of sharing food and sharing your catch is still very alive and being practiced by the people today. And It's a way of life.
So what do you hope happens next?
We're hoping that when the Supreme Court hears our case, they'll take our side and stop the seismic testing that they want to do. And just that's a plan for them to stop it.